She's sitting alone in the strip-lit glare of her kitchen when the news breaks, interrupting morning prayers. And the warning is given, those few minutes granted, in which there is no action left to take, only a moment enough to contemplate it. So she leaves the coffee cooling, the half-buttered toast to go soft, and steps outside to welcome in the dawn. Her barefoot prints bend back the grass, the weight of one thing pressing down to overwhelm another, and yet leaving it unharmed. The fine green blades rewoken by their springiness, unsticking themselves from themselves, as from the burdens placed upon them.